1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Good morning. Happy Monday. I hope the start of your work week is going fantastic, and I appreciate you spending it with me. Man, yesterday, talk about a way to wake up. Like, there's something special about Olympic hockey, like waking up in the morning and going, okay, hockey immediately. Not only just hockey, but if you watch that game, if you missed that game, I will say, for entertainment purposes, strictly, if you have the means, go back and just watch the whole thing. That was one of the best hockey games I've ever seen. Like, hands down, every single line felt like this an elite all-star team. And somebody actually made the joke, but it's dead serious. They said, this game just made the Super Bowl look like my kid's peewee football game. That's not even an exaggeration. Right off the bat, they were just putting the body on each other. It was such a hard-fought match. And then we're going to talk a little bit more about Michigan's role in the Olympics and that game in particular and United States hockey overall in just a little bit here. But one thing that the goaltender for the United States, that dude played lights out. Unbelievable game, saved 41 out of 42 shots. And it was one of those games where you just, I don't know, I felt it in my bones. Like, there's no way United States is going to lose this one. They've lost so many times to Canada throughout the years. This was, I mean, you know, it was 46 years to the date where they won the Miracle on Ice game. It was just destined to happen. So, unbelievable game. We're going to talk more about hockey in a little bit, the Olympic hockey and Michigan's implications on it. But man, absolutely go back, watch that game if you didn't get a chance to check it out. One of the best hockey games I have ever watched. And it was just so exciting to see USA bring home so much gold. That was just such a fun game to check out. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Michigan had a big impact, not only in the Olympics, but in these hockey games that happened over the weekend. Michigan was all over the place. In fact, we were like pretty much the reason we got both gold medals for both the men's and women's. So Megan Keller scored the golden goal in overtime against Canada, making it 2-1. Both of the men's and women's games ended 2-1 in overtime. That's how cutthroat these games were. Megan Keller from Farmington, she scored the golden goal. Massive props to her. She set the tone for the weekend. And then the entire lineup that was on the ice during the men's victory was from Michigan. This is pretty incredible. You had Jack Hughes from Canton, and then the Detroit Red Wings captain, Dylan Larkin from Waterford. He was there with Zach Werenski from Grosse Pointe, and then Connor Hellebuck. He's a goaltender, 41 out of 42 shots. Unbelievable. Hell, he played his ass off. All four of those guys are from Michigan. They had the Michigan lineup on there. It was beautiful. It was such a great way to end the game, just to know that, like, literally Michigan players are responsible for winning those gold medals. Obviously, it's a team game, you know, but the way that those players played, the way that our goalie played, like Kelly, like, he was making saves that had me going, like, what the hell, Yante? What the hell? Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Celebrating the birthday of what would have been his 82nd year on this planet is one of the greatest blues guitarists of all time, Johnny Winter. So in memory of Johnny, we take a look back at his fourth studio album, Johnny Winter And. Now, the group at the time consisted of Rick Derringer, bassist Randy Joe Hobbs, and Randy Zeringer on drums. It features hits like Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, Let the Music Play, and a cover of Steve Winwood's No Time to Live. This is a great blues record. Pick it up and give it a spin in Johnny Winter's memory today. This has been Vinyl at 45 on 107.7 RKR. 77 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. And apparently the walls aren't only crumbling down with John Mellencamp, but something's happening over there at Zap Zone XL. It just opened up in that new, in the, where Sears used to be in Crossroads Mall. I mean, it's a brand new facility, hasn't even been open a week. And apparently we're getting rumors that there are fights started over the weekend. And there was a bunch of cops on the scene. The 1077 RKR app, you check this out. I've seen multiple posts from Facebook that are claiming that there was kids fighting. There was like glass being thrown, glass being thrown at employees. There's also another woman in the comment section who was saying that there was, you know, there's more things to worry about than fighting when it comes to this place. But I haven't even been inside here yet to even see it for myself, but it's only been a week and apparently there's already fighting going on. So if you know anything about this, like hit me up 978-1077. It happened sometime over the weekend. I know that if there's multiple people saying it, then obviously it happened, but you know, I'm sure there's more to the story. I'm just curious, like what exactly went down here? How are fights breaking out? This is absolute madness. Give this place a week at least. Come on. Make them feel welcome. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Joined on the phone by a special guest. You can check him out on the brand new episode of Fear Factor this Wednesday. Legend from the Jackass films and TV show. Welcome to the Rocker Morning Show, Johnny Knoxville. Good morning, Johnny.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, brother. I'm excited for the debut of the Fear Factor House of Fear paint auction. It's coming up this Wednesday on Fox. Johnny, how did you land this gig? Because it has to feel like the perfect job for you right now.
It really is. I just got a phone call. They want you to host the new Fear Factor, and I thought about it. I'm like, like you just said, I'm kind of perfect for it.
Yeah.
You know, with my previous work.
Well, so many times, you know, on Jackass, we saw you guys so thankful for not being picked for certain stunts. Does hosting this show kind of feel like the whole thing? Like, does that kind of give you that feeling? Like, I'm so glad that's not me.
I like when it's me. So I kind of feel like I'm on the sidelines. But I do have fun watching them. And I kind of really help them sometimes get through their pain so they don't quit through their fear. So it's completely, it's like a different muscle that I use on Jackass.
I was going to say, like, fear. These people I probably feel maybe a little bit intimidated. They're like, man, Johnny Knoxville's watching me. I can't chump out.
Well, that's one thing I ask them to do. Like, everybody, at least try what you're doing. Try to complete it. Because, I mean, they're playing for money, and I don't want to mess up their game. I pick my times when I frighten them, you know? But when the game's on, I'm the coach at that point. But, you know, we start shooting Jackass on Monday.
Right.
So that should be exciting.
So this is kind of like a celebration of the franchise. This has like some older and some newer skits, right? Like some never before seen stuff.
Yeah. Well, there's some bits people haven't seen before. There's we'll have some of our best bits of all time in it. And then we're shooting a new open and a whole bunch of new bits for it. So it'll be like a hybrid.
So I imagine, because I know, like, you're with your situation, you've sustained some crazy injuries. So you're basically avoiding anything that might give you a concussion, right?
Yeah, I can't do anything that will give me a concussion. But
that's good.
From the neck down, I don't care. From the neck up, I have to watch out.
Oh, dude, I will have to say, like, the amount of balls to get hit with riot projectiles is still probably one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in terms of having zero fear. I just remember watching the second one and when hearing the explosion of those rubber bullets, just going, no, hell no. And then you're out there like, come on, it's not gonna be so bad. You're the only one who didn't drop.
Yeah, I remember I tried to convince Bam. I'm terrible convincing people. I'm like, it's just loud. It's gonna hurt, but it's just loud. It's like I just said everything bad about it, trying to convince them.
That was such
but
a
I do
special.
Get excited in those times, and I guess I come off a little manic, but it's fun.
Man, I'm looking forward to this new season of Fear Factor again. Paint auction. It's coming this Wednesday on Fox. Johnny, I want to thank you not only for your time, but, you know, you and the guys were such a huge part of my adolescence, and you all sacrificed a lot for our enjoyment. So thank you for everything, and I can't wait to check out Fear Factor and all the upcoming projects you got, man. Best of luck.
Thanks for having me on, Mark. I appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy. Man, we go way into depth about not only Johnny's history with Jackass, but also this new Fear Factor show. This is just a portion of the interview, but you can download the full one on the on-demand button on the 107.7 RKR app right now. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. We may have found the smallest town in Michigan. I remember the first time I went to Mears, Michigan, if you know where that is. I'd heard about it from my buddy. His mom lived there, and we were going there for a music festival, and it is like super tiny. Like, you drive in and you drive out almost immediately. And a lot of people claim there's the smallest town in Michigan. There is one that apparently one of our friends said he's not going to debate it. It's been called the smallest town in Michigan up here on the 107.7 RKR app. And it's a village of Turner. And if you open up the app and you read about, it was originally called Turnerville, and who it was named after. We kind of go into the history of this. Is Turner really our smallest town though? It gets kind of confusing when it comes to town, village, city, you know, community, whatever. However, there are so many smaller, like small places in Michigan. If you know of any that you, maybe you could turn me on to them, because they're like, literally I've been to so many that are almost like non-existent. And that's another thing we have to take into consideration too, is all the towns that don't exist anymore, but the ones that do exist, there are some tiny ones. Let me know your favorite tiny town that's like in the middle of nowhere in Michigan. 978-1077. Who knows? Turner could be literally the smallest town in the state. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. It's always a blast every Friday at 9:35 as we welcome in our good buddy Jake from Presidential Brewing Company. We get it going. We crack that first beer of the weekend. Always a great time. We want you to be a part of it. 9:35 every Friday. We crack the first beer. We talk about it, see what's going on at Presidential Brewing Company. And we'll give you a $20 gift certificate on top of it, as well as part of our Friday festivities here on 107.7 RKR. Hang out with us for first beer of the weekend every Friday with Presidential Brewing Company at 107.7 RKR. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Last year, we heard that a bunch of Rite Aids were going to be closing, and so the one in Portage got shut down, so we're curious. The one on Oakland Drive and Center Avenue. So a lot of people were wondering, oh, what's it going to be? What's going to be? And we finally know up here on the 107.7 RKR app. Take a look at just this revolving door of the same businesses, like, coming and go. I feel like so many of these businesses come and go, and I feel like they're all owned by the same people. I'm sure they're not, but it's hilarious because, like, they announced that the old Rite Aid location is going to be a Dollar Tree. And I'm like, ah, another dollar store, another dollar store. So it was, the Rite Aid had been damaged, like, in 2024, tornadoes, like, severely damaged the neighborhood shopping plaza. Luckily, where the new Dollar Tree is, that building was pretty much unscathed. They got really lucky because a lot of businesses had gotten hit up. Former Rite Aid closed, you know, as a result of the company's bankruptcy filing. But yeah, so you want to get a look at the future of this next Dollar Tree. Like I said, I just feel like a lot of these businesses are just, they're rotating. Like, one leaves, another one comes back, and it's like, can we get something original, please?